It has been 6 months since a Milwaukee police officer shot and killed an armed suspect in the Sherman Park neighborhood, sparking two nights of unrest. Protesters destroyed or damaged several businesses in the area of Sherman and Burleigh, particularly the gas station located at the foot of the park. WUWM's Marty Michelson visited the epicenter of the unrest to ask neighbors how things are going a half year later.
You can still see the fire damage from last summer at what was a BP gas station and convenience store. A chain-link fence surrounds the property, while snippets of yellow police tape lie on the ground. Melted gas pumps remain standing, while glass is strewn across the parking lot. Sherry Smith is waiting for the bus at the corner of Sherman and Burleigh. She lives nearby and says neighbors will never forget the night of August 13th.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people are still angry at the fact that, you know, everything resulted in violence and, you know, destroying other people's properties and things. Everybody didn't consent in that. So, you know, and the outcome is, we're all affected by it now.
Smith says the destruction of the BP meant a big loss for the neighborhood. David Redd says he used to buy sandwiches and snacks at the place.
Daily, we need that. We want it back, though. We want it back. It was so convenient in the inner city, man.
Redd says the BP was the closest thing to a grocery store in the neighborhood. Now he says he has to walk to stores further away to cobble together a meal. Redd says he's surprised the owners haven't yet rebuilt the BP. Bulldozers have only partially leveled the area. But Barbara Randolph says it takes time to pick up the pieces.
It's going to take a while for a lot to rebuild. The people, the property, the buildings. It's going to take a whole lot, but everybody got to work together, though.
Randolph says she's become more aware of issues affecting the neighborhood since the unrest took place and has been talking more with neighbors about how to improve things. Lamar Campbell says he's been helping mentor young people in Sherman Park and in surrounding neighborhoods.
I volunteer at Red Cross. I volunteer for the youth at McGovern Park for none to have the needs that they need at McGovern, as far as they're supposed to build a skating rink. Just a lot of accessories that, you know, everybody need to get through life, whatever it is.
A couple other businesses that protesters torched or ransacked have reopened. Alderman Khalif Rainey says he's been talking with the owner of the BP and expects him to begin rebuilding this spring. Yet Rainey says first, city leaders will hold town hall meetings so both the owner and neighbors can talk about working better together. Neighbor Sherry Smith says some other wounds are also still healing, including over the death of Seville Smith, the 23-year-old whose death sparked the unrest.
It was just like, wow, another funeral, another loss.
This week, we will talk with more of the residents of Sherman Park. I'm Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.